North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, that's right. You had your big surgery this past week. I didn't expect you to be back in the game so quickly.
I am ready to go.
You should be extra funny today since you are on a nice dosage of painkillers.
Actually, I'm a little drowsy.
Well,
I told you, what did I tell you beforehand? The reason why did I finally agree to have the surgery?
Why is that?
I couldn't sleep. Since Thursday, haven't slept.
Well, it's an investment to be able to sleep one day.
I guess it turned out pretty good. Well, when he was talking to me, I was on morphine, so. They always talk to you when you're, I guess, at your highest level. But he said it was better than they thought, and the arthritis wasn't as bad, so the recovery time won't be as bad. I'm going to therapy today.
Yeah, going right after we record this.
I said, wait, it still hurts.
Yeah, so, I mean, how much longer they say? I heard Mom was telling me 2 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully in 2 weeks I'll be able to go back to work and just start.
How much more of the pain do you think? Because you're still in pretty bad pain, right?
Yesterday was pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday,
I called you yesterday, and it was like a bad constipated day for you. You were like not in a good mood.
I was not in a good mood. The pain was pretty intense, and
I was like, are you sure you want to record? It sounds like you want to kill somebody.
No, but that's good, because I want to kill somebody. There's a couple people, you know, a couple emails and tweets out there you get. You wonder sometimes what goes through people's heads. You saw that one email. I looked at it, and I went, I saw you read it.
Yeah.
And I mean, so I read it. I was still under the influence. I read it again. I had your mom read it.
Still under the influence.
I go, am I not read? I go, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's if I did respond to it with my basically my Chad Ochocinco.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think
I get some people didn't like the episode.
Yeah, but you know, I think what it is though is. People can't take it out on, you know, Damon and Carlton or something, so they're taking it out on us. Which, you know, so if we have to be your punching bag,
well,
that's fine. I can handle
it. Well, I'm cool with it if they, but you don't have to. It was just the way they responded was not.
Maybe they had shoulder surgery and they were on pain medication.
It could have been, and the one person that tweeted us 13, 14 times nitpicking. I read like 3 or 4 of them. I said, you know, next time I'm just going to block it. And like I said, I like people that disagree with us.
Yeah.
It's more exciting, you know, sometimes.
Well, it's good for debate.
It's good for debate. Keeps your mind going, keeps the juices going. But
yeah.
Sometimes you look and go, what, really? But the one email, I just couldn't figure it out. I'm like going, wow.
That's my theory now. I think they were on pain medications as well.
Well, when they couldn't tell if the actor was Jorge Garcia
on
the one podcast.
Yeah.
I kept, am I not reading this right?
What can you
do,
Jack?
It was the fake Jorge Garcia.
Yeah. Well, you know, we couldn't book the real one, so.
No, so we faked it. Next week, it will be Josh Holloway.
I wish. I'd even take a fake Josh Holloway.
Well, maybe we'll have a fake Josh Holloway. I'm thinking about, I was watching, it was Dirty Harry weekend, and I've just been sitting around watching TV.
Somebody had a good tweet. They were saying how you want Josh Holloway to be, or Dirty Harry, but they said Michael Emerson would make a great Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I think we talked about that before.
Have we? I just think he has the voice. He has like the Gene Wilder.
But it would be perfect.
Slightly crazy voice going on.
A little scary.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
I was thinking over the weekend, I think I could just write a Dirty Harry.
You just got into your Dirty Harry voice there.
Yeah, well, because I'm losing my voice here. But I figured I could write the next Dirty Harry and hire Josh Holloway to play it.
Well, there you go, folks. That's what Jack's doing post-Lost.
That's what I'm doing post-operation.
Ah,
well, that's how I feel right now. But, you know, when they take the meds off, maybe I'll go, what?
Yeah, I'm actually, my face is a little numb today because...
Your face is always numb.
Cliff and I have been playing racquetball early in the mornings before he goes to work. And
he hit you in the face?
Well, no, first he hit me in the back of the head, like direct hard shot in the back of the head. Luckily, I have a cement head.
Did he do it on purpose? Because I used to do it on purpose.
Cliff, I don't think Cliff's good enough to do it on purpose yet. So, I mean, I can't be mad at it. He served it back up, but it went straight back the way I hit it. So it hit me in the back of the head. So I was like, okay. But then like the next serve, he came from the side and like backhanded it.
but backing it right in the side of my face.
Oh, man.
And my face is still, like, kind of numb and kind of a little bit of throbbing. I was like, good Lord. But I don't know if Cliff was mad at me or, you know, it's
like
just
I said,
Cliff.
I used to do things like that on purpose, like hit someone in the square of the back.
Yeah.
Because then they'd be thinking when they, you know, when they're got that, they're back to you.
Yeah.
They're thinking, they're not thinking, where's the ball going to go? They're thinking, I don't want to get hit.
Yeah.
It's like when, as a pitcher, you hit somebody once in a while just to let them think, hey, I don't know where the ball's going.
Well, I prefer it to be anywhere in the back because you can absorb those blows. They're not really going to hurt you that bad. But the side of the face, I was just like, whoosh. Luckily I had goggles on. So
you look a little better though.
What?
Your face.
Oh, really?
I was wondering if you had some work done.
Yeah, it's called the get whacked with a racquetball treatment.
What did Cliff say? Oh, I'm sorry.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you a point? And I was like, okay, I don't have to give you a point.
He was going to give you a point for hitting you in the face?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would.
But he didn't give me one, so.
I don't think I've ever been hit with a racket.
Well, not the, I didn't get hit with the racket, just the racquetball.
I think, oh, he hit you with the ball.
The ball. No, not the face with the racket. The face with the racket, I'd be like, that really hurt. No, he just hit me with. Hit the ball and it smacked right.
You have
the
like
face.
That waffle look face, you know, with the
yeah.
That'd be cool.
No, I don't think so. All right, so we have a lot of listener feedback news, emails, and a lot of phone calls.
Oh, we're gonna do a flash forward this week, right?
Flash forward to oh, about the show.
Flash forward, our final flat, because people have been asking.
Yeah, we're doing one final flash forward and one final V podcast. We would actually probably want to continue the flash forward podcast, but for the V, I know it's coming back next season, but. Aside from what's going to be on our new podcast that we're starting, we're just not going to do a full-fledged V podcast because...
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But I think a lot of people have been asking us to do a Fringe and stuff. I think, just to give you a hint, I don't think we're going to bog down with one show.
Yeah.
It might be... We might talk about several shows.
But that's the new show that's coming out this September, I think, is when we're unveiling that new show.
On ABC.
On ABC.
Since we work for ABC.
So we have a lot of listener feedback. Jack, do you have anything for Lost in Review? I see you have notes over there. Or you just want to get straight to the listener feedback?
It's an empty page.
Oh, it's an empty page.
Are
you that high right now? Because I can see your reflection in the computer screen. And you're like looking at it like you have notes, but there's nothing there.
I'm trying to think if I can write during the phone calls. Can I write down? I don't know if I can write down the notes. So I was trying to see if I could write.
Oh, I thought you actually, because you look like you're preparing to say something. So. No.
Sure, man.
Oh, man.
No, it's completely blank. You see that?
It just
has those little blue lines. You sure you just got hit with a racquetball?
Yeah, it was. Well, I got hit twice. I got hit in the back of the head and the side of the head. So I might be a little loopy as well. But you know what? This is podcast rehab. So, Jack.
Is there a lot of editing involved in this podcast?
No.
Because, I hear that could be a pain.
No, because I'm good at what I do.
Because I hear, I've just been listening to someone on the internet just getting upset about editing. And, you know, for me, you know, I just come.
And he says he's not rusty, even though he quit. He's a big quitter.
I feel bad for him because I even feel bad for you because, like I said to him, I said, well, you got the wrong end of the job. I just show up, talk, leave, and go enjoy life.
Poor Ralphie. Not, I'm just kidding. All right. We still love you, Ralph.
Yes.
Even though. We hate you. All right, so Jack, ready to get some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Let's start off with the emails here. I'm going to read these for Jack since Jack is...
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Hey, guys, one important answer we didn't get was why couldn't the Man in Black leave the island? In most every epic story, there is a good and a bad and a light and a dark, and even more so with Lost. It was there from the beginning. We were expected to root against Man in Black in the finale, if it's what it all built up to. But if the writers are going to put in perspective the consequences of the Losties failing and allowing Man in Black to leave, then that kind of takes away from the suspense. I think Jay said that he thought everyone in the world would die if Man in Black left, but that was never made clear. Widmore said that if he leaves, then everything will just cease to be. But then he tells Man in Black why he brought Desmond, because Penny was threatened. Man in Black made it sound like he was going to leave the island, look up Penny in the phone book, and go kill her. That doesn't sound too world-ending to me. That's actually a really good point. Damon and Carlton said that Across the Sea was meant to tell us 100% that Man in Black was bad. It was a setup for the last act of Lost, but Across the Sea actually made me more sympathetic for Man in Black. It portrayed him as a free thinker and a person that just didn't want to be kept prisoner his whole life. It would have helped if they would have explained that when he was thrown into the cave, the light attached to him and he left the island, and that if he left the island, the light would go out and that would kill everybody on Earth or something like that. I'm just surprised that the show is over and we don't know why he couldn't leave the island. I still love Lost. There are many questions with Lost. I just thought it was a reasonable one that they should have answered, if for any reason, just so the suspense in the finale would have been raised. Thanks for the great podcast, Philip.
I'm on the camp where I don't think everyone would have died.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before. I go, we don't have any proof.
Well, maybe if...
It was just Jacob going, oh, it's bad.
Well, because he was told that by his mother. And yeah. Granted, we don't know. But it's also, I think when they showed us with the swan hatch pushing the button, you'll never know for sure if it's going to end the world or not unless you stop pressing the button or unless you let the light go out. So it's just kind of like one of those things, like, it's they're telling you not to do it, but if you don't do it or if you keep doing it, you'll never know if you weren't supposed to do it or not.
They did stop pressing the button. Remember, Locke broke the...
Because he was having that friction with Mr. Echo.
Yeah, well, I would too, but I don't think there was... I think that part of the debate is... part of the reason they left it the way it is for debate.
Yeah, and, you know, I think... Like, I understand. I completely understand. I think it would have made it more suspenseful. Maybe they could have done a what-if scenario. But even then, I think it would be hard to really show what would happen if he left when it's something that we don't even really know anything about in the first
place.
Well,
like I said, when he became immortal, I think I said in the last podcast, I think it'd been cool if he just was like, can I go now? I can't do any harm. Can I go now? Look, I'm bleeding.
Yeah, but he killed the people they love, so he deserved to die.
Well, I have no problem with that, but of course you would have canceled out the cool fight scene.
That fight scene was awesome.
It was awesome. But like I said, at that point, couldn't you have said, you know, Jack, I'm done. You win. You win. I'm going. I'm going to jump out there, go swim to the boat, and just sail away.
Yeah.
I'm sailing away.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be debating about this forever unless it has something on that's extended.
Well, you know, I think it's like one of those things. If Man in Black maybe would have been less, I need to kill all of you so I can leave, maybe, because I think if he maybe would have kept his word and not killed the son and Jin and Saeed, that maybe when they pulled the plug and realized that he was immortal, that he could have left. But then if that's the case, maybe once it was plugged back in, he would be Smokey again. So
right. If
the plug is out and that, you know, if that's a electromagnetic... In my mind, I think the island is a linchpin for the electromagnetic force that surrounds the Earth.
Now, what was he... when he was standing there... What was he waiting for? The island to sink so he could go out to the boat? Because at that point, what was he waiting for?
I think he was probably contemplating how to get down there. Since he knows he's not immortal now, he would have to jump into the water.
I mean, he is immortal now.
No, immortal is when you can't die. Mortal is when you can die.
Okay. Yeah, because the ladders were all broken.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe he was standing there like, all right, how am I going to get down there?
Yeah, before he wouldn't have any fear jumping in there.
Well, yeah. Because we never really got the answer on whether or not, but he was in the water, and I guess he just couldn't maybe turn to Smokey or something. But yeah, because now that he's mortal, he realized that he's mortal because Jack punched him and he bled through the mouth.
Right.
That he's probably being a little more cautious because he realizes that he can die.
Now, are you in the camp that believes that the world would have ended if he got off the island?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to be in the camp that says no, because it's about 50-50 right now. Mm-hmm. Emails that I've seen, had a chance to get to.
Okay, then why do you think they were so adamant about him not leaving?
Because that's what they were told.
Why would Mother be so upset with him leaving? Because she wanted to die anyway.
Well, she was always against people. She didn't want anyone to leave the island. That was her replacements.
Well, she had one, at least one replacement. So when she was, she already had...
But remember, Jacob didn't want to do
Jacob
it.
Be it. Yeah.
At that time, Jacob didn't want it. Maybe she had to push Jacob over the edge to make him, to force him to become.
But once Man in Black became the, you know, the smoke monster, I think, like the email said, he was somehow attached to that light. And if he did leave, it may put that balance of the electromagnetic activity of the island in jeopardy.
I'm just going by the people that said it. Mm-hmm. Mother, Jacob, I think Ben said it one time. He was always, you can't leave the island. I'm just going by the people that have said it and their credibility. And I go, well... Widmore,
like,
I think.
Widmore
said, you know, that everyone ceased to exist. I'm like, okay, let me find. If Hurley would have said it.
Okay, but then if
okay,
it's,
maybe I'm thinking, okay.
But okay, you could either say it's he leaves, he's somehow connected to electromagnetic properties, and that would disrupt it, and the Earth would lose its polarity, and then it would just cease to exist and be fried by the sun. Or you could say, since he is Man in Black, and if he does leave, and, you know, his powers or whatever they are, he said repeatedly that men are, you know, humans are a waste of time, so he might be ready to go and kill everybody on Earth.
Well, he seems like a reasonable guy. Couldn't you explain to him, going, hey, you know, if you leave this island, you really won't have anything to go to because the world will end.
Uh-huh.
And I think, oh, you know, once you explained it that way,
maybe
I
he
get
wants
it.
The world to end. He had his mortality taken away from him.
That's true.
I mean, I think if you're stuck on Earth for, or, you know, living for an eternity, you know, 2,000 years, I bet you get kind of bored doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, that game, you can only, that Senate game, you can only play long.
I mean, you're bored right now, and you only had a couple of days of not being able to do anything. Think about 2,000 years.
That's true.
Oh, man. All right.
It's up to debate.
Yes, it is. This one is titled Claire and the Helicopter. Jay and Jack, I do not know why people were ever expecting to see Claire and Aaron get on a helicopter, because Desmond never foresaw that event. He was talking to Charlie, and it was obvious, or at least I thought it was, he was lying to convince Charlie that he had to go to the Looking Glass station. Thank you, Daryl.
Well, I think that's a problem people have. They've asked, was Desmond lying?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the problem people have. Was he lying? And then Charlie basically got fooled into dying, tricked into going down there. That's a problem a lot of people have.
Why would Desmond want Charlie down there? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Because Desmond didn't want to die. He had Penny.
He went down anyway, though.
All Charlie had was Claire, who didn't really care for him anyway.
No, he went down into the hatch anyway. I mean, into the, yeah.
Well, because remember, he felt guilty. He goes, I'm going to go. And then didn't Charlie hit him over the head with an oar or something like that? He knocked him out.
Yeah, he did.
And then the... Who was shooting at him?
Patchy.
Patchy was shooting at him. I can't wait for the rewatch.
Well, I mean, it's. I think it's either two things. One, he was lying. And the reason why he needed Charlie is because maybe he foresaw Charlie talking to Penny.
Right.
And he thought that Charlie would have to do it in order to make contact with Penny.
Well, I think you said in the last one he was flashing a lot, so maybe it just got...
And that's more like the thing. I think maybe he did see that. But he flashed on other things that didn't happen because, you know, the time was altered a little bit. But eventually,
plus
fate
he might have changed things. He saved Charlie a couple times.
Exactly. That's, yeah.
So I think you said that in that last one too. That he might have screwed things up by change. So maybe that was the direction too. So he might not have been lying. It just didn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm. This next one, a response to comment about atheists not liking the ending. I want to respond to Jay's comment about atheists not enjoying the ending. I'm atheist and absolutely love the finale. If anything, it was an enjoyable commentary on why people choose to believe in an afterlife in the first place. The construction of the show, and in particular the past season, played on this nicely. When characters died on the island, we as viewers could not get too upset about it because we knew we would see them in the Flash sideways, although we did not know the Flash sideways was some sort of afterlife. We mimicked the way people who believe in an afterlife feel about death. We will see them again. Fionnuala.
So now you hate atheists? Is that what it's saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm sure there is atheists out there. I'm just saying, like, some of my atheist friends really didn't like the film.
Oh, I remember now you saying that.
So I don't hate atheists. You have every right to believe what you want to believe.
There's a great line in MASH where Hawkeye and Trapper are talking, and they're talking about religion and stuff like that, and he goes, well, I'm an atheist. And Hawkeye goes, I don't believe in atheism. I don't know. It just came to me. I've been sitting around watching a lot of TV lately. But you're right. I think everyone sees, you know, like we, you know, I don't want to say it again, but everyone sees Lost differently. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter what you believe, you're going to see.
Yeah, but I didn't say all atheists didn't like it. I said atheists that I know didn't like it.
How many atheists do you know?
three or four.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that supposed to mean?
That's quite a few.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever kept track.
No?
No.
That's a bummer.
It's not something I really talk about.
No?
No.
This one is titled Rewatch. Jay and Jack, love the show. Thanks for doing it. Hope your email load is slowed down at least a little. I'm emailing to vote for the rewatch to be one episode per week.
Oh.
Any more than that, and I won't be able to keep up. Hope there are others that share this view. Plus, it has the bonus of stretching the whole thing out at one episode per week. It could take several years to get through the whole thing, which I see as positive.
You know, I'm not getting any younger.
I will also echo what you've apparently been told by others. Fringe is the new Lost. You should at least watch it, even though you don't do a podcast. Thanks, Andy. All right, for the rewatch.
One episode a week would last a long time.
It would take, because for the last season of the Lost podcast, I would like it to be year and a half.
And remember,
tops.
Each episode is only 42 minutes except for the pilot.
Yeah.
And the finale.
So like what I was kind of leaning towards is maybe doing two a week, but we do two Lost podcasts a month. So each one would have, we recap four episodes.
So you would have 2 weeks to watch those four episodes.
Exactly. And that way, because I know some people just want to watch it straight all the way through, but maybe this way we can take our time with it. Or maybe we can do, depending on our schedules, maybe one Lost podcast a week, and we do two episodes a week. But you know what? Send in your feedback. I think we both like to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, it's nothing set in stone right now.
Yeah, nothing's set in stone. But kind of what we're leaning towards right now, kind of at least trying to get this whole rewatch done within a little. I think when I mapped it out, it was about a year and like 3 months, something like that, give or take.
Plus, giving us 2 weeks to watch the four episodes and record, it makes it easier on us, because if something happens, we still have, you know, I can spend a day watching them, and then we could record the next day.
Yeah.
Once a week, I'm committed to being there.
Yeah, exactly. Week. And especially with the new podcast we're starting and the other ones that we want to kind of get rolling. And the
Plus,
fact
you have
that,
to hang out with your atheist friends, too.
And, you know, that got to get real, you know, do real jobs as well now since I'm not in college anymore. So we just got to try and make sure that the schedule works for everything.
How does that make you feel when you say that?
What?
Go out and get a real job because I'm not in college anymore. Is that kind of...
I'm just glad I'm not in college anymore.
Make you feel good? You have to take off your Depends now? You feel like a man? You're feeling... You're a big boy now?
I'm a man. I provide for my family. Oh, man.
There's no looking back when you say that, though.
What do you mean?
When you say, hey, I'm out of college.
I know. The safety net is gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And then next year, of course, you're saying, I do. And there's no turning back.
I know.
I'm not trying to scare you. For you people playing at home, I'm not trying to scare you.
All right.
Life is great.
It is. It serves us chocolate cake. All right. This next one is titled...
No, but send in your feedback.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. I'd like to hear what you think. All right. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. Aside from a few nitpicky things about the finale, it truly made the show worthy of building an organized religion around. Thanks for the show. Glad you're sticking around to help us with all our withdrawals, from Hayden. And
I'm not on withdrawals yet.
No, not yet?
No, I think they take me off the meds next week. So.
And last, we got an email from our good friend Vikas.
Who runs the contest.
Yeah, who runs the contest. And he had his birth of a baby girl. And we want to wish them, him and his wife, Ashani, congratulations. And is this their first kid?
You know, I don't know.
Because it doesn't say like first or second kid. It just says birth of our baby, Vanny.
You know, talk about me not sleeping. Vikas won't be sleeping for a while either.
Well, he might get lucky. He might get one of those kids that, you know, sleeps. Chris White said his kid's been pretty good.
Yeah. You know, that's because my youngest daughter slept the first 2 years.
Yeah. But she made up for it.
She made up for all those 2 years of sleeping. She made up for it the next 16 years. All right. Oh, there's nothing better than when you're in a sound, you're sound asleep, and you get that high pitched scream in the middle of the night.
That's where that's when earplugs come in.
Vikas, I've offered the suggestion a lot: breastfeeding. Have your wife breastfeed because
so you don't have to do the bottles.
It's like, hey, I can't help you out there. Sorry. I tell all potential fathers that I said.
You know what you're just asking for now is just like some kind of thing guys can wear to like hook bottles up to.
I'm sure they have it.
You know, emasculate us even more. All right, Jack, you ready for some phone calls?
Yes.
All right, let's get into them.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Gary from Columbus, Ohio. Can't wait to hear more of your podcasts and hopefully some listener feedback. But I really want to say I'm going to miss hearing Jay do impressions of Claire. And I was calling actually to see if you could give us a few final thoughts in the Claire accent of just her character and what, if any, redemption she had, you know, besides the better hairstyle and all that. So, all right. Hope you guys are having a great summer and look forward to hearing the Claire accent and maybe even Jack throwing down some Michael, my son.
Hi, this is Mike in Indiana. And one of the things that's been bothering me about all of season six is Jughead going off down in the well. It seems like if that had happened, the entire island would have been decimated, a nuclear blast going off, and I was thinking that maybe the properties of the island had muted the effects or something along those lines. But I was talking with a friend of mine, and actually she's the one that came up with this idea, that Jughead never went off. There was a final flash that happened as Juliet was pounding on the bomb. Final flash that happened and brought everybody back together in present day, or 2007 or whenever it was supposed to be. And the bomb never went off. The hatch was built, or the incident happened there when the magnetic event was happening there. And then the hatch was still built. The button was still pressed in 2004, all the way up to 2004. Then the events of the end of 2000, or the events at the end of season two, is what caused the crater that they were all flashed to in at the beginning of season six. And that brings everything together, and it explains why there was still vegetation living and all kinds of things there on the island. And that is my crackpot theory. Actually, I don't think it's a crackpot theory. I think it's solid theory, and I believe that that's the true explanation for why that the bomb didn't go off, and I think it explains everything there. Hopefully I'll get to hear this. See ya.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Craig in Saginaw, Texas, and I was just thinking about what Kristen Shepherd had told Jack at the end of the last episode about how the time that they spent together on the island, the time they spent together was the most important time. And whether people liked the way the show ended or not, I'm still up in the air about it. It kind of echoes the same thing with your podcast and the other podcasts out there and the community in general, that, you know, whether you like how the show ended or not, the 6 years that we all spent together discussing and arguing and talking about the show really was what was important in the end, is the good times that we had with the show. So I want to thank you guys for the podcast. And also I wanted to mention one more thing to you guys, and that is, I think when the box set comes out, you need to do a podcast right away on the extras of that before you do your rewatch podcast series. So looking forward to that box set coming out, and then we can see the additional stuff that's in there and then discuss that before we get on with the rewatch. I think that'd be a good idea. Thanks for the show. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
Yeah, as soon as ABC sends our advance copy, we'll definitely... I'm just kidding. I kid, of course. No, I think we should... I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely will.
Why are we both saying definitely?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. No, Craig, I couldn't said it better. He's right. For 6 years, this, like the being like Jack Shepherd or Kristen Shepherd said, is most important. This has been the most important part of probably our lives.
Really, not like having kids or anything.
No,
like
the kid, that was the worst part. Didn't you hear the last segment?
I guess I, you know,
no, as far as not important, but you know, as far as getting together, having friends, making new friends, friends around the world, that didn't happen 6 years ago.
Yeah,
I didn't have friends around the world 6 years ago.
Best you had was like TJ.
Yeah, that's all I had. No, but he does sum it up. So even if you don't like the episode, it was still
a great ride.
It brought people. It built a community, and the Lost community for the most part.
Yes,
said 1,000 times, best community out there.
Yep. I agree 10,000%.
What about Mike? Did Jughead go off or not? Now, this is what I heard. I might be remembering it incorrectly. It went off, and that's what caused the flash.
That's my theory.
I thought I heard that. The writer said it.
Really?
But I can't find it. I don't know where it was.
Caused the flash to jump them back to...
Right.
But then, okay, so then the bomb caused the flash.
Of course, that could have been the morphine talking. I don't know.
Well, that caused... Okay, if that caused the flash, but then wouldn't the bomb still blow up the island?
I would think, but then other people have said, remember the whole... It's just... I don't know.
I guess if the bomb blew up and then somehow the magnetic properties absorbed the blast and then flashed them forward into 2007.
Well, the island has had a way of protecting itself over the years, so maybe that's what it did.
Yeah.
I don't think it would destroy the whole island.
A hydrogen bomb?
Yeah, not the whole island.
Dropped into like. I guess it's an older bomb, so it wouldn't like maybe have the potency of.
I don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things I think we'll be debating about for a long time.
I'm sure we'll get some emails from people who are experts on this subject, and I just know what I've seen on TV.
The Godzilla movies.
And then you had Gary. What was Claire's redemption? She didn't have the whiny voice in this flash sideways.
No, and you know what? I think Claire redeemed herself on island too. You know, I think she was a bit of the crazies going on, but you know what? I think
if you go back to it, it was just because she lost her son. She didn't have her son. People were saying, "Oh, it was the island that she was." What was that? What they were saying?
The sickness,
and I kept saying, "No." I go, "Look at Russo. They took away her daughter.
Yeah,
left her on this island all by herself. Same thing happened basically with Claire, except
she was gonna go crazy.
She was with Man in Black, and he was helping to make her crazy. So yeah, exactly. I think it does prove that you take away your kid and leave you on an island, it's gonna make you a little crazy. And
little manners.
And you don't have shampoo to do your hair.
There's no Pantene Pro-V lying around.
No, and that's rough. That's rough.
Let's see here. They want impressions, Jack.
My son.
That's pretty good. Not bad. You still got it. Don't tell me how to raise my baby, Charlie.
That one gets me all the time.
You have herons in that statue, Charlie. I can't let you around the baby. There you go.
Charlie couldn't get a break. You go back to that. He's kicking the habit.
I think that's why I soured on Claire, because you can't help but love Charlie, and she was tough on him.
Well, sometimes it's tough love.
It is.
You can't enable someone.
Yeah.
You see there's a 100 heroin-filled statues, and you're a heroin addict.
Yeah.
You can't go, okay, Charlie, once you use it all up, I'll be cool.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah, okay. Once it's all gone, okay, you'll have the shakes for a while, but...
If you don't OD after the 50th statue, I think you'll be okay.
Well, there's no methadone clinic, so he's going to be going through some rough stretches. But
yeah,
I see what her point was. But my biggest thing was that she just kind of ditched him after.
Yeah,
and that whole part has always been weird and strange.
I think if you like really love somebody, I think you would want to try and help them, at least at first. But if it's something where you're always trying to help them and they always don't do what you're trying to do, didn't
he lie to her in the beginning about it?
Yeah,
and then
I think so. Then
he kind of came clean, and then he lied about having the statue. And wasn't it Locke that told him? Echo showed up.
Well, Echo kind of let the cat out of the bag. He didn't intentionally know whether or not she knew this or not. He didn't know that he was addicted to heroin. She did, and he was like, "There's heroin in it," or whatever.
Echo went, "My bad."
All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of phone calls?
I was going to bring up a story. Oh. I was watching this Clint Eastwood thing. It was like a history of Clint Eastwood.
Uh huh.
And those who don't know, I'm a big Clint Eastwood fan.
Yeah.
I think I haven't seen two of his movies, Bridges Over Madison County. And he's in this movie. They're showing these clips, and your mom and I are looking. I go, and this movie must have been made 25 years ago. He's some hunter, and I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Guess who's in the movie?
Who?
Jeff Fahey.
No way.
And your mom's going, man, he was good looking.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Fahey was he was a handsome man.
Yeah. Well, he's still a handsome man. And I'm thinking the whole time, I go, oh, my God. Jeff Fahey was in a movie with Clint Eastwood, and I spent the time talking about a $10,000 toilet. Man.
Colleen and him got drunk.
Yes.
You could have gotten drunk with him, too.
Well, I think I was over there towards the end, but we started talking about the magic toilet.
Yeah.
At the hotel, and I was like, I could have asked him about...
He was on Miami Vice, too. He had a bunch of great stories.
Right, yeah, and he was talking about different... You know, I talked about his episode of Cold Case and some other episodes. I had no idea he was in this, and I was, like, so ticked off. I go, sure, the one movie I probably would have watched with Clint Eastwood, I didn't watch. I have a chance to talk to someone who's actually worked with Clint Eastwood, and I didn't...
Jack, don't worry about it. One day you're going to interview Clint Eastwood. One day, Jack.
I don't know. Neither one of us is getting any younger.
That's what you got to work on it.
All right. He's a brilliant director, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see his last movie with Morgan Freeman?
Invictus? No.
Invictus. It was actually pretty good. I watched it on the plane.
Yeah? All right. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hey, Jane, Jack. This is Adrian from Buenos Aires, Argentina. I watched the finale twice already. And I got one huge question for you. Christian Shepherd said everyone in the Flash Sideways was real. But Locke said, Jack, you don't have a son. So, what's the deal with that? Thank you.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Evan in New Jersey listening to the latest podcast. I think you guys pretty much hit it without saying it too definitively about and people are concerned, where's G. Young at that last scene? Was, you know, the baby, is it the baby? And all this concern about who's there, who's not there, and that kind of a thing. I'm a little concerned about Michael or anybody else not being there, but we have an answer to that as far as we know. So basically, the way I think I'm getting this down now is that exactly what they said. They created that as a place to meet up. You know, sort of, hey, you know, we're all together and we're about to go into the eternal thing, you know, the light, which I guess we can believe is like heaven or nirvana or whatever. And when they get there, you know, then they're reunited with the rest of their family, you know, they get to see their daughter. But, you know, this was the same place for them to meet up, the way that they remember themselves, the way that they remember each other at the most, you know, important times of their lives while they're on the island. And here they are all together. So that's my take on it, and you guys pretty much said it, but, you know, for those people who maybe didn't quite get that part because you kind of breezed over it, that's my take on it. I think it's very well done, very, just absolutely loved it. So anyway, the more you keep talking about it, the more you think about it, you keep getting more questions. So because of that, I think I'm liking the episode more and more, the fact that it left things open. But, yep. Good job, guys, and thanks for continuing on for at least a little while after the show's over. Gives me something to hold on to. So, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jane, Jack. Sorry, it's Luke from Connecticut again. I just forgot one important thing. The Christian Shepherd that we saw in the Mobisodes when he says, Vincent, go help my son, Jack, he's got work to do. That could not have been the man in black as Christian Shepherd. Why would he say son? Why would he say he's got work to do? He wanted Jack and all the candidates dead. So I am convinced that Christian Shepherd was in fact Christian Shepherd, but the ghost dead Christian Shepherd stuck on the island. And after he helped Jack and the rest of the Losties do what they had to do, he was then forgiven himself and redeemed and ended up in the afterlife with all of them. So anyway, you guys rock again, and sorry for the second rambling message. Goodbye.
Hey, Jane, Jack, Josh in Hanford, California. I was just listening to last week's Listener Feedback podcast, and a lot of people with the whole they didn't answer all the questions thing, and it brought to mind a myth, I guess you'd call it. I heard it a long time ago, but I just remembered listening to all the people complaining about not answering all the questions. And basically what it is there's a guru or some kind of spiritual leader, and he's got his pupil there, and he's telling him about the universe and the world and everything. And he says that the world is flat, and it's supported on the back of a giant tortoise. And the pupil then says, well, what's the tortoise standing on? And the guru says, very clever, my son. The tortoise is on the back of an elephant. And he says, but what's the elephant standing on? And the guru again says, you are a clever one, but it's just elephants all the way down. And it means that you can just, it's like what came before the Big Bang Theory. You can keep asking these questions, but there's always something else. So so it's just elephants all the way down. Just something I thought of. Enjoy listening to you guys. Can't wait for next week. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, I agree with Josh, but there's still a lot of people who wouldn't be happy with that answer, elephants all the way down. It's just serious. I mean, you see that, like, the guy that left all the tweets, a couple of them were just that he just was not happy there were no answers. He,
uh-huh.
He couldn't understand why there's no answers, blah, you know.
Well, the thing is there was answers. I think you just have to come up with, I mean, it's just because they're not black and white given to you in a booklet answers. But I think the writers gave you enough tools to kind of make your own conclusions about what things were. And I prefer that better, you know, and I think that keeps people's theories in their minds intact. And that's what the best part about the show is.
And I think one thing that they did, they gambled with the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question they gambled with the ending. But like we said, they wanted
to they didn't play it safe.
They didn't play it safe.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, it worked. Whether you hated it or liked it, you're still talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you'll still be talking about this show 5, 10, 15 years from now, nobody knows. I think we will because we didn't get answers black. There weren't black and white answers.
And I think at the same time, it concluded the story. It wasn't like Sopranos where it just ended with no resolution whatsoever. It just ended. You didn't.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's what I think makes the finale for me so satisfying is we got conclusion to the characters we loved about, that we loved. And the island still exists. It did exist. And it's being taken care of by Hurley and Ben.
Well, I think it's underwater now. I think once Hurley left, I think the reason we see it underwater at the premiere episode this year, I think it's underwater now.
Well, then the world would be over.
If you believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe the island is key to the world's existence.
I think maybe this construct, whatever... They made this reality. They made it without the island, and that's why it's at the bottom of the water. Because remember, seeing the island, this world isn't the world they lived in. This is a different existence.
Yeah.
So I think the way I see it in my head, I see that after Hurley, he passed the torch on to somebody else, and after that person, there's another person. You know, that continues. But as far as the story of the island. That we were brought to, we started with Jack's eye opening. We followed his journey as the leader of the 815ers, and
reluctant, you know, leader at times.
Yeah, reluctant, but in the end, Jack found his way, became the leader he was always supposed to be, and saved the island from being destroyed.
Right,
and you know, and sure, it didn't give every single answer to every single mystery, but I think it gave.
And the
tools to get most of the mystery, and some of the mysteries were answered.
And I can understand what people are saying. A lot of people don't like the episode because they didn't like Jack.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about him. So if you didn't care about Jack and Kate,
but then you can't tell me you can't care about Hurley or Ben, two of the probably the favorite characters on the show, and Hurley took over as the leader, which I think makes perfect sense.
But
it's totally fitting to his character.
But you can see them saying, "Look, this Jack was the main character in this whole show." I didn't like him, and he's, you know...
Well, he wasn't the main character. I think this show just featured his journey primarily.
Well, that's what people who don't like the episode and didn't like the conclusion are saying.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like Jack. I didn't like Kate. I didn't care too much for Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't really care about their story. Sun and Jin. I didn't like Sun and Jin. That's what I'm reading in the emails. So who am I to say, well...
Well, then to me, it's just like you didn't really like anybody then. Because you know, for me, I think every major character had a... satisfying conclusion. For me, I think every single, I mean, even Boone, I think he, you know, he got his, you know, he found the people that he made those strong connections with in the afterlife, and he moved on with them, you know? So I think...
Like I said, I'm not going to fault the people that didn't like it.
Yeah.
It worked for me, and I enjoyed it, and I was satisfied. And yeah. I still want to talk about it.
Exactly.
I don't mind, like I said, if you want to send an email in and you do it in a respectful way, if you could call me... names, I'm not going to respond to those emails.
Mm-hmm. But I enjoy those emails where you call them names, so please. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
Right now you can do it, and I really don't care.
What else, Jack?
Oh, next one was Luke, Christian Shepherd.
Well, yeah, him.
Well, you know what? Well, wait a minute.
I think he has a valid point.
No,
Jack.
I don't think he does, because Man in Black never wanted to let on that he was, you know, who he, you know, if he was as Christian Shepherd, he wanted to believe... Christian Shepherd. He didn't want Vincent going around telling people he was Man in Black. What? What, dog? What, Vincent? What? That's the bad guy? Then the whole loophole thing would have been down the drain, right?
I guess. So I was trying to give you credence to your theory that they were two different people. And now you just took it away, so that's fine.
I went for the joke. I'm sorry. It was more important. Watched a lot of Lassie growing up as a kid. So. And then Evan.
Yeah, I agree with Evans. And I think that's a pretty logical conclusion in that this wasn't Ji-Yun or Aaron's story. And hopefully they had their own stories.
Maybe.
And their own connections.
But you know, he said something when he said Michael was still on the island. And then I kind of felt, I've always felt bad for Michael in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a guy, almost like Man in Black. Here's Michael. What did Michael always want to do? He just wanted to get off the island.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the Losties, who was the one that always was trying to figure out a way to get off the island? It was Michael. Now, yep. as far as we know, who's still stuck on that island? Forever.
We don't know forever. Maybe eventually well,
as far,
he can find
as far as we know.
Yeah.
Unless Hurley somehow is able to free him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was there to give Hurley. Maybe we'll see that in the extra.
Well, there's no such thing as forever, so maybe eventually he did get out.
True. But again, he just wanted to get off the island. Just wanted to be happy.
Yeah, yeah. But I think at the same time it shows, you know, he made his own bed, so he has to sleep in it.
Yeah. You see in the clip they had that the show, the Journey show before the finale, they were talking about the raft they built.
Yes.
Was sturdier than the boat they had.
Yeah, the camera boat. That's pretty funny.
I thought that was pretty good. And then the last, Adrian, that Christian was real.
They were all real, Jack.
Well,
I guess this comes to debate.
I don't think, you know, who are you going to believe, the drunk or Locke?
Well, it is. It's interesting. Either, you know, it is going to be one of those big things, you know, who is Jack's son?
Well, I still go to the finale. He shows up at the concert late. Juliet left to go back to the hospital. Claire had the baby.
Yeah.
Who took David home?
Exactly.
And Jack didn't seem to, and Kate, you know, was like, oh, okay, you'll remember as soon as you remember everything. I'm sorry. My thing fell there. But if, so I don't think David was real. I'm on the side that says he was not real.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he was more talking about the people in the church. They're real.
Yeah. I could kind of see that too. All right, Jack, you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Jay and Jack, it's Lisa J from Albany, Maryland, and at this point I know I'm very late. But Jack, you are right. You're totally right. When Jacob brought other people that he didn't need to the island besides the Oceanic Six, he essentially murdered all of those other people, period, end of story. The only time they chose to come back is when they all got on the plane for Guam, and all the other people who wanted to go to Guam and not the island were basically murdered, whether it was when they died in the plane crash or when Smokey came and killed them. All their lives were lost. Maybe it was for a greater purpose, but they did not choose to come to the island, and the Oceanic remainders that actually managed to go home, they got to live out their lives. And that's a little unfair when you look at it in that perspective. So, Jack, you're right, my man. You're right. I'm sorry, Jay.
Hey, so my name's Erin, and I had a theory. I've been listening to your most recent podcast, and there are a lot of people calling in asking about why people like Desmond and Penny's son Charlie weren't the afterlife and why Walt wasn't in the afterlife, things like that. And something that kind of stuck out to me was when Christian and Jack are in the back room with the coffin in the church, Christian said something to Jack like, this is the best time of your life. These are the people that you were meant to be with. But maybe after the island, whatever, Walt and Charlie go on to have a better life, I don't know, get their own wife, some kids, whatever else happens. Maybe that wasn't the best time of their life. Maybe that's not who they're supposed to pass with. Maybe maybe the best times of Aaron's life was when it was a baby and the rest of his life was just kind of bad. But maybe there was another moment in Walt or Charlie's life that was the better moment. So that was just my theory in response to some of the people that have been calling into your podcast. All right, thanks so much for listening. I'm enjoying your podcast. Bye.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny from Providence. Love the podcast.
I also love the finale. I just had one small quibble. I was hoping to get your guys' thoughts on it. Okay, so Desmond pulls the plug, extinguishing the light, and presumably the powers of the island, rendering MIB, you know, mortal, being able to kill, to be killed. If that's the case, how was Jack able to pass along his Jacob powers to Hurley while the light was out? You know, there are no powers. Well, I was just wondering if you guys could let me know. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's DC in Missouri. Hey, I'm a little behind on my podcast listening, so if you've already addressed this, forgive me. But this is regarding the question of why Aaron was a baby in the church. And my thought on that is that that's only a problem if you believe that those people can only exist in one and only one afterlife. If you think about maybe being able to exist in more than one, he's there as a baby for Claire's afterlife, because that's how she, you know, knows him, or maybe that was, you know, the point in time where it was most important to her. Aaron probably grew up, probably had his own life, probably has an afterlife somewhere in that same space that has Claire as an older woman, maybe even Kate as part of his life, and that would be the space that he made. So my theory is that there's actually more than, you can exist in more than one of those afterlives, and that's why we see Aaron as a baby in the church. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you for those calls.
I got to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot of sense. You know, maybe that might make a good follow-up movie, though. You know, Aaron the...
Aaron and Gian.
The older years, maybe you see Aaron on the street, you know, trying to score juice boxes or something like that. What do you think?
I don't know about that angle, but you know,
I think it'd be cool. Maybe that's the road he went down. You know, you just got,
or maybe like it, the movie would be about Hurley and Ben on the island and their adventures, and maybe Aaron and Gian come back or something.
No,
and then they get together. You know, have a little rom com going on.
No, I like mine better.
Okay,
but I do like that explanation. I makes sense. And then Johnny, how did Hurley get the powers? I don't think at that time Hurley had the powers until the plug was put back in.
Yeah, I think,
because
so
remember,
too.
Jack didn't give the speech. He mm-hmm. didn't do the little prayer beforehand. Speech, prayer, whatever you did.
Yeah.
So what do you think, that's the way, maybe what happened, mm-hmm. that it wasn't until the plug got put back in?
Well, I don't think the little speech thing had anything to do it. Maybe like, since Jack was the new Jacob, he could decide what to say when he wanted to give it
and
over.
Jack's a little lazy.
And maybe he's just not good at Latin. And so he was still the protector of the island. But I think it doesn't mean that, just because Man in Black lost his powers, quote unquote, doesn't mean that Jacob lost it. The protector of the island loses his powers. I think you're the protector of the island.
But
as long as there's an island.
But if the island is dying.
If it's dying, your powers may not be as strong, but you still have the powers.
But at the time it was dying.
Yeah,
would he be able to transfer his powers with the island? You know.
Yeah, I think so. I think as a protector, you still are the protector. That's why you're still there. You're trying to protect it and save it. If it's still being able to be saved, it's still there. It's not dead yet. If it's still able to be saved,
something
it may be hurting and dying, but it's not dead yet.
Something else to debate. I didn't even think about.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a really good observation.
I'm gonna say right now that I think that his powers weren't fully transferred until he. The island was, the cork was put back in.
I think they were.
I disagree. And then Aaron, yeah, I kind of agree with that. Yeah, the best of times and all the other stuff.
The best of times.
But was that the best? Was that your best of times on that island?
What's that?
That was your best times were on that island?
Yeah, if you think about it, I mean, their lives were kind of crappy before. If you look at the island, I mean, they made some real connections with people that. You can't argue that, I don't think.
I'm just saying, your life was pretty horrible before. That was your best. I think Sawyer obviously made some connections.
Sawyer did. Kate did. She, you know, redeemed. Just about everybody.
Well, Sawyer learned to love and trust, mm-hmm. something he hadn't had before.
Hurley got over his bad luck.
Right.
Jack learned to become a leader.
But did Hurley rarely ever have bad luck?
Well, yeah.
He won the lottery.
Okay, but at the expense of people dying and meteorites coming
it's
blowing
for
up
the building. It's for the greater good. It's for the greater good of his wallet.
It's still bad. It's still bad luck.
All right. And then Lisa, I got to agree with you 100%.
Okay. I'm not going to argue that. But you know what? I want to hear everybody else's opinion on that. Where do you stand on what Jacob did? Do you think Jacob's a good guy or a bad guy because of it? I want to hear some more feedback on
well,
that.
Well, you were saying in the last podcast, Abraham Lincoln, double blah. You know, you keep forgetting. Abraham Lincoln was an elected leader. Nobody elected Jacob. He just happened to be the last man standing.
Some, you know, that can happen. That can very well happen in America.
You know, but I choose...
The president can be killed, then the vice president can be killed, and then it's, well, what, attorney general?
You're just...
Who comes after the vice president? Is it attorney general?
No. It's the Speaker of the House.
The Speaker? It's not Secretary of the State?
No. Now we're gonna get emails on this. Yeah. Why?
Okay, but still,
I'm not in the right frame of mind.
Look at Gerald Ford. He was president, and nobody voted for him to be president.
But it
could happen.
But in this country, I choose to live in the United States. There are times over my adult years since I was 18, there have been times the person I voted for won, and times the person
Did you choose to be born in the United States?
But I have a choice. I can leave.
You can leave the island.
No, you couldn't leave the island.
Well, I think it's obvious you can because people did leave the island
and they did everything they could to keep you on that island.
There's some countries where they do everything to keep you in the country.
I can choose, but there have been leaders that have been elected that I didn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't run away and say, you know, those people, all these actors always say, if this person's elected, that's the stupidest thing anyone's ever said. Just leave. No mm-hmm. one cares about if you don't like it or not. But I can choose to leave anytime
you
I want.
You don't like it, you can get out.
But who's ever elected, I'm going to go with what they say. Mm-hmm. I'll campaign against them to try and get them out.
Yeah.
And I'll argue that what their policies are doing are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to... I will follow the laws of the land.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Jacob, I didn't choose to follow him. I never voted
in all fairness, you weren't on the show. So I don't know if you can really... Yeah. Argue this case.
Well, that's the only, probably the only drawback of the whole loss experience.
For you, not for me.
I begged for 4 years, 5 years to be an extra on the show and never happened.
Okay. Do you have a choice of being on Earth?
Sure. I can commit suicide.
Then you can do that on the island too if you really want, if you wanted to. Right?
Well, that's not really... That's stupid.
That's not stupid.
I could leave... You just said I could leave the island.
It's a little more difficult. You can leave the Earth. It's a little more difficult, but you can leave the Earth.
Yeah, where am I going to go?
Okay. That you could find another planet with life on it.
I'll start working on that tomorrow. Yeah, I'd like to hear other people's opinions.
So. Yeah, let's hear them.
Lisa, you were spot on.
All right, let's go to the last set of calls here.
Right. Jay and Jack, David, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Just calling to thank you guys again for the event in Los Angeles. Thought it was fantastic. Really enjoyed it. It's good to meet you guys finally. My only pet peeve about the finale is that it didn't answer the question as to why the pregnant women died. Other than that, I thought it was great. But that was one of those that just kind of left hanging out there that was very critical to the story. I mean, the whole not answering Walt didn't bother me. A lot of the other little tidbit things they didn't mention, but come on. Jacob couldn't have mentioned in one sentence why they couldn't get pregnant. But anyway, that's really minor. Other than that, I thought it was really good. Really liked the end. Thought it was fantastic. And again, thanks to you guys and Global Cash Card for putting it on. I thought it was fantastic. And still not sure what will take loss. Place in the future, but it'll be interesting to see. Anyway, thanks again. Bye.
I was hoping that this might still be the number for the Lost podcast, but if it is, I noticed. I know everyone's kind of talking about how much they liked or they hated the finale, and what I thought was kind of interesting was, some of the Easter eggs, especially in the finale when. Jack walks into the waiting room in the church, in the back room, I guess, where Christian Shepherd's casket is laying. And if you notice the religious symbolism all over the room, it's there's something from all different religions. There's, I believe there's a statue of Buddha, there's a menorah, there's a crucifix. I believe there's some Muslim icons. So it's kind of interesting that if that was sort of the, I don't know, staging area, if you will, before these guys go to, I guess, heaven. It's interesting that, I guess, Carlton and Damon's thought is that any religion can get you there, I guess, or I don't know, I guess that's kind of what I took from it. It'd be interesting to see what you guys think. Another point to talk about on an awesome show, and really sad that it's over. They keep up the great podcast, and would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brad from Baltimore. I was just calling one unresolved question in my mind, and maybe it was explained and I just don't recall. In The Man from Tallahassee, I believe it was, if you can explain to me where Anthony Cooper, when he shows up in the box, I think he explained he was in a car accident, something along those lines. Can you explain to me what you think happened, how he actually got in the box? Because they didn't really revisit that whole box thing in great detail. So anyway, that was just a question I had. Wondering if you could tell me what your thoughts. Thanks, and thanks again for a great podcast you guys put on. It really enhanced my experience. And have a good day.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Look, it could be something like, you know, when I just had surgery, and they put you under, like when they always gave.
That's
them,
what I always thought.
They put you under.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they always gave them that stuff when they put them in the sub.
Yeah.
I still think the sub had nothing to do with them getting to and from the island. Mm-hmm. I'll stick with that. Like when you go in the operating room, you're sitting there and you're talking to people. And next thing you know, you're in the recovery room and they're trying to wake you up.
Yeah.
And there's 3 hours or I think it was 2 hours.
Mm.
Just gone forever.
Yeah.
It's like when you sleep, basically, and you wake up and what happened during those 7 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they gave him a dose of something and they brought him there.
Yeah, exactly.
They just told him, hey, there's this magic box and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think it is.
I think it has to be something like that because they never really...
Because Ben actually said the box was a metaphor to John.
Right.
And I think that's what I've always kind of thought is they maybe instigated the car crash that he was in and then put him under and then shipped him to the island.
Right. And it could have been, he doesn't know, the island has no, there's no calendars or, you know, on the island, so he doesn't know what day it is.
Yeah, and when you're out, like, when you're under anesthesia, you're out.
Right.
All right, so for the next calls?
The next call, I think he's talking about the stained glass window.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of different religious symbolism in that scene. And for me, the way I viewed it it was showing the side, this is not, it wasn't about, you know, one religion or the other or anything like that. It's just, this is their souls and what happens in the afterlife. And it's kind of representative of all the different religions.
I would say that too. But I was on Geronimo Jackspear's finale episode, and I think Jorge was saying it was on the set, and Beth was saying that was an actual window in a church.
And that was actually maybe it was like a non-denominational church.
Never got a straight. Well, Jorge was saying he thought it was a set.
Uh huh.
And Beth was saying no, it was actual church. I could be all wrong about this because it was a while ago, but we never got an answer with that.
Well, then that might have been something then for like a non-denominational church where you could worship any way you want to, something like that maybe.
That I thought it was just, I just assumed it was something the writers did and that just to give it, you know, cover all the basic, you know, the main religions on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like the caller said, that's what I
thought. Yeah, because the show pulled from a lot of different religions and ideologies and things along those lines. And that's what I kind of always loved about the show. It was always very smart. And it never stuck to one.
Well, it never painted itself into a corner saying,
exactly.
We're this.
Yeah. And I think that's an accurate viewpoint of the world. There is no, if you look at the way people are, there is no one definite answer to
anything. It was fun, though, when they would go a certain direction for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get all those emails saying, this is what it is. This is who Man in Black and Jacob are, because this is what it says in this, and this is what it says in this. And you get all those different things going on. And like going, and it just turned out to be, it was just a...
But then at the same time, I love the fact that when they did things like that, you know, taking things from different religions, it showed the similarities at the same time and showed how, you know, there is differences in people's different religious beliefs.
Right.
But at the same time, there is a connecting fabric between them that relates them to each other. And I think it's a good, you know, example of, you know, for some people there is no point in hating somebody because of their religion, because most religions kind of preach the same ideas about things. They're different, but at the same time, they have some of the same goals in the end game.
It's unfortunate that most wars are started.
Yeah, and if you really look at, you know, history, it's kind of funny. It's more of the ones that are, you know, differences within the same religion that really cause a lot of the
friction. Well, it's like I said on this episode, we can all agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to hate someone for liking this episode or hating this episode.
But I guess it's just human nature, I think, and it just happens.
You feel so strongly about not liking it or liking this episode that you hate the person that, to me, you have a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I may not agree with you,
mm-hmm.
but for me it worked. For you, it might not have worked. Let's just don't go to war over it.
Yeah.
Because I'll win. I'm just kidding. And the last caller about pregnant women, I'm going to still stay with it, was Man in Black did something.
Because somebody made a good
It would have been nice for Jacob to say something, but again, I go back to Across the Sea. You're not going to get a lot of answers with Jacob.
Well, somebody said, I think it was in the email or the tweets, said that Ethan and them were still born on the island in the 70s, way after the statue was destroyed.
Right.
So that kind of puts a hole in that theory that I had.
Yeah, I say, because by the evidence now, a lot of people are saying that the radiation leak had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
That could have had something to do with it. They did put it in our minds it could be that. I still say it's Man in Black because they didn't want people coming to the island. If they're already there, he's probably got a way to stop, you know, he could have done something. Put something in the water.
He's a wily character.
Yes. We find out he's not a nice guy.
It's very true.
And here I was ready to defend him. You're such a nice guy. Just be a nice guy. He just needed, it's like John from John and Kate Plus 8. He just needed a better PR person.
He did. Big time. all right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes, I'm ready.
Thank you, everybody, for your emails and comments and theories.
Yes.
It's always fun.
Thanks for everyone putting up with me today.
Yes.
I just needed to do something different.
And sit around and watch MASH episodes?
I've been watching.
I can tell you're a little cooped up.
I needed to get out.
All right, Jack, let's close out the show.
All right,
guys, that is our show for this Wednesday.
Yay!
If you would like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your lost questions, comments,
and or theories.
Also, you can send an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I think I'm going to start answering this week because I can use both hands now.
Yeah, you can?
It's not 100%. But I can use both hands.
All right, okay.
I don't know why I'm doing this air typing.
You've been very, like, you know, George H.W. Bush with your hands today.
Really tight. Those,
like, 1,000 points of light.
Ain't gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna raise your taxes.
Also,
read my lips.
Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JandJack. That's twitter.com/JandJack.
Little disappointed. Been getting a lot of well wishes. People get their good thoughts in it.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to 4,000 people.
Oh, that's right. That is what you wanted before you died.
That's okay.
But you didn't die. See? There you go.
Yeah, but they didn't know that.
No, I did. I did post on Twitter that you didn't die.
I did see that. Yeah, that was nice. I was like, oh, that's going to be cool. I always correct. I tell you that I'm in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I can't sleep because they're coming in like every 20, 30 minutes and this and the machines will boop, boop, you know.
Yeah.
Weeping and stuff like that. You can never sleep in a hospital. I'm watching ABC early morning news and they had a study on that. The thing was, when's the worst time to be in the hospital? And they said May, June, and July. The most deaths are in July because June was second, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when the main people go on vacation. So you're getting
second-rate doctors.
Second-rate doctors, second-rate nurses and stuff. My nurses and doctors were top-notch.
Uh-huh.
But then it said the worst thing, too, is when they have a shift change.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one nurse may not tell the other nurse what's going on. Like when they had my machine, where they were hooked up to all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, she was explaining to her how the machine worked. I'm like going, okay, this isn't good. But I was like, I couldn't find the remote to change the channel. I'm just staring at the TV going,
it's nice. Like when we were in the nursing home and they were playing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Right.
Just like, we need a fact checker here. Just make sure everything's going to go okay.
You think this song's going to work for people in here? It might be working for Grandpa, but Grandma, I don't think she's too happy with that. But again, thanks everyone. I appreciated all the notes and things you sent.
And if you don't know, Jack just waved to everybody.
I don't know why I waved. I told you, I'm a little out of it right now.
Yeah, I know. You've had your meds.
Right.
All right, guys.
I don't even like to take aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not good.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm doing it.
All right, guys.
I gotta go to therapy. I'm a little worried. So if you hear any crying in Nightdale in about a half hour,
It was you.
That was me.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.